Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office Overtime.
So today we're going to talk about the concept of fairness in the workplace because, you know, I think we all want, as long as it's fair, we feel okay.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't get that promotion, but it was fair that the person who was next in line got it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of problems arise when it doesn't seem to be fair, or we don't perceive it as fair.
Yes.
So we thought we would chew the fat on that. Like, for instance.
Something recent?
Speaking of.
Somebody, and I don't know who.
Poignant.
Ate my vegan muffins. I bought them yesterday. Logan, had one because he's vegan.
One.
I had one.
Oh, boy.
They were good.
And we can't find them today.
And they disappeared.
Uh-oh, that's not fair.
That is not fair.
When you're busy trying to follow a certain diet... And yep. You get special.
It's not like I can
diet.
Eat any muffin. Mm-hmm. I can only eat a vegan muffin, so they're gone. Okay. Anyway, what about you, Catherine?
Either. Well, fairness. I definitely have a fairness orientation, and so the things that, well, as we know, in our crazy building, mm-hmm. I used to get very worked up mm-hmm. about the halls mm-hmm. and the state of the halls and the fact that while there are many residents on these halls, nobody learned how to throw away their garbage properly.
Right.
The cleaning guys don't really clean.
That's right.
So when I get into a unfairness tirade, I go out with my broom, dustpan. I've done that many times and sweep the hall.
And they never learn.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No.
But we've come to the understanding that what they think is clean is not what we think is clean.
That's right.
Right.
So we have
right.
to live with it or just clean it ourselves.
Right. Yeah, so, but, and in the workplace, there are many, I think, many, many times where something does not seem fair. You mm-hmm. mentioned a promotion. Certainly, when you find out that someone's salary is higher than yours mm-hmm. and maybe they were hired later than you or in a lower position, mm-hmm. that doesn't seem fair. If one employee seems favored by the boss, that doesn't seem fair.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think fairness comes in certain categories. One is money.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think when certain people are making more than you and it doesn't seem fair.
Yeah.
And it also comes up with around promotions and titles.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of unfairness there that we right. perceive and workloads.
Absolutely. I think that's a good category.
Yeah. And, you know, what most people say is they just want their boss to be fair.
Right.
And
right.
if they feel their boss is fair, then they can get along with them. But then I've noticed that the perception around fair can differ.
Yeah.
What one person thinks is fair is not what the next person does. So what's that about?
Mm. Well, I think that's because the term and the notion of fairness is a very subjective mm-hmm. thing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be one person may think it's perfectly okay or fair that someone who is not as skilled as they got promoted just because they understand that that's how it works here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that. And I'll find my own way to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where someone else may feel literally betrayed by the system.
Sure.
And then it doesn't seem fair.
Right.
I mean, I have had clients that jump to the conclusion of unfairness very, very quickly.
Uh-huh.
And they've been wrong.
Uh-huh.
You know, I remember there was this one incident where everybody was getting their photographs for the website.
Uh-huh.
And her name was at the bottom of the list. She didn't know that. She had never seen the list. But two shoots went by and she wasn't invited to get a photo taken. So she went under the assumption, without asking anyone, that she was going to be not included in the website. Therefore, she was getting fired. And I remember she would take everything to that extreme.
Right.
Mm. And then all of a sudden, one day, the photographer called up and said, okay, I'm ready for your, you know, headshot now. And yet... you know, but she felt that way a lot. So I think there were people that have this orientation.
Absolutely. I think that's a really good point. And often those same individuals are great advocates for others because mm-hmm. they have such a strong fairness orientation. So if they see injustice in the workplace, they may come to your defense or they may help someone out who's got too much work or, mm-hmm. you know, the flip side, which is that they try to make things fairer for others as well.
But the right. dark side of that is they are always think they're getting the short end of the stick.
Right. They're looking in a way to be cheated.
Yeah. And so those people have a hard time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A really hard time. And then eventually your coworkers and your bosses get tired of that.
Yeah.
Sure. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
I think the other thing, or the other kind of person that gets caught in fairness a lot are usually very people who are idealistic, mm-hmm. who, you know, just they assume they give people the benefit of the doubt, and they assume that if we all just do our jobs that it will be a meritocracy and people mm-hmm. will see what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And that kind of individual will be very upset when things don't roll out in a fair way or in
yeah.
the right way.
Right. Yeah. So I just challenge the people that have this orientation where they assume things are not fair or they assume they're going to get the short end of the stick to mm-hmm. really, you know, try to let that go a little bit and uh-huh. see the bigger picture, yeah. which is a lot of times it's not about you. That right. bosses make tough decisions sometimes and you're not privy to all of the information. And you can always go ask to yeah. clarify why things happened the way they did. But I think there's a perception issue sometimes yeah. of unfairness.
Right.
I like that. I think that's a really good point. I also think that if you do find, if something blatantly unfair does happen to you, mm-hmm. and I'll give my own example. It's funny because I'm thinking back at the Peace Corps of all places, but I remember when I was unfairly judged by the guy who was supervising all of our work and, it was so wounding to me. And now the older me can say, well, actually, I just needed to kind of let it go and release it, you know, mm-hmm. and then rebuild back again. But it took a while. So I think there is a whole kind of recovery process if you feel like something unfair has happened in the workplace, mm-hmm. where you have to kind of collect yourself and see, where is my power here? Where can I influence the outcome of things? Mm-hmm. If this promotion or this project or I'm being unfairly viewed in some way.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've just learned that in the times I have felt unfairly treated at work, mm-hmm. Eventually things came to light and mm-hmm. they saw. And in situations where they didn't ever see the light, they always saw me as, you know, the one in the wrong.
Yeah.
I just self-ejected because right. it wasn't the right environment for me.
Right.
And, you know, they saw me in a way that they just didn't see me. They saw somebody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think you have to know also what you can tolerate.
Yeah.
And I think if you really can't tolerate or you see unfairness all the time, you probably should be self-employed.
I was just thinking that same thing.
Yeah.
Because then you're setting the rules.
Right.
You're calling the shots.
Yeah. And you don't have to put up with all that politics.
Right.
Because many times if you look at the bigger picture of the unfairness,
yeah.
it's not about you. Usually right. it's not about you. It's something else is going on.
Well, mm-hmm. I was going to say, I think we've learned sometimes from our clients, especially the ones who are in higher positions, mm-hmm. that in order to get to a higher position in an organization, senior leadership, you have to temper that need for total justice at all times.
Right, you
right?
do.
You have to be able to see the long run and to see that every work environment is a political environment and you've got to trade some.
And there's going to be casualties. There are going to be people that, you know, will get hurt by certain downsizing or changes in the economy, or the organization has to go in a different direction and you don't have the right skill set. I mean, these things happen, and that doesn't mean it's unfair.
Right.
It's more of a reality.
Well, I think that reality can seem very unfair. For example,
it is. Reality is unfair.
As I was just actually, I walk my dog late at night.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
How late do you walk Daisy?
About 9:30, 10.
Oh, that's not so late.
Okay. Okay.
I thought it was just like 11, midnight.
2 in the morning.
It's my 2 a.m. stroll.
I like to wear my pajamas. No, I walk her. So I was walking her around 10 o'clock, and I met this guy, actually. It was really interesting. We ended up sort of walking around with our dogs, and he told me his whole evolution professionally. And he
That's some walk.
But the thing is that he liked to talk, but first he started in photography, and then film changed, and then he went into sound engineering, and then that became digitized, and then he did commercial production, and then that changed again, and ultimately now actually he got trained as a nurse practitioner of all things.
Wow.
And is doing that, and that's actually an industry that's growing. But to that notion of fairness, part of what can happen is your industry literally changes from what it was when you joined it to something completely different. Mm-hmm. Mm. And that can feel unfair.
Mm-hmm. You know, I met a guy, talking about that industry, I met a guy this weekend who works at Dugal, which is an amazing developer here in New York City for photography, and he was one of the developers, and of course, when the digital movement came in, you know, they were starting to let developers go, and he saw that what was going to happen, so he came in before anyone, and he was the last one to leave, and he's still the last one there doing it.
Amazing.
He's a one-man department, and he says they can't, you know, there are dinosaur photographers and they all come to him. So anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting, but that he didn't see it as unfair. He saw it as a reality.
Right.
Right.
And an opportunity in a way.
Right.
He created his niche.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, the unfairness thing, I remember my father used to always say to me, life is not fair. You gotta not look at it that way. I think you have to go beyond that. Like, if something is unfair that is happening, well, what does that really say? Maybe it's time for me to go anyway. Maybe there's another door that's going to open. I mean, I think you have to look at the bigger picture of it and not get caught in, you know, I've been cheated. So unfair. Right. You know.
Right. Yeah.
And there is a certain amount of that does need to get handled.
Well, we were talking earlier about the topic of disappointment, right? And so that certainly does come up. The first time something truly unfair happens, you're going to have to go through some kind of emotional process to realize this has happened, feel angry and sad and disappointed, and then get to the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
We, as humans, seem to be a little dense that way. We have to process and come to a different place. Yeah, what you're saying is don't stay stuck in the unfair resentment, anger, blame place. Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying is I should just go get more muffins rather than just say stuck in.
Yeah, and we can label them we'll put your name on the box.
Exactly. Do not eat.
And say for medical purposes only.
If you can digest dairy, don't eat these.
Exactly.
So I'm getting over it.
You're getting over it? Yeah. I was going to ask, so from a manager, from a leadership standpoint, how do you balance working with people that are going to have all different types of perceptions, all different types of moral codes?
Mm-hmm.
How do you maintain a balance and a healthy work environment with that knowledge?
I think you spend a good deal of time having to explain what's actually happening, right?
I think it's all about communication.
Transparency and communication.
Yeah. Yeah, so if someone comes to you and says it's unfair that so-and-so got to go to this professional conference and I didn't, for example, you're going to have to be ready with why that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to, if you want to shut them out, then you'll have an angry, resentful, unfair person.
Yeah, I think you owe it to your staff to clean that up, because fairness is really one of the top requirements that people want from their boss.
Yeah.
So I think, and it may even be the number one thing they want. So you have to actually be able to explain both that away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether there was only X amount of budget, you can go to the next conference, or why you're never going to go. I mean, you should be able to explain that without so that it makes sense to the person.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Sometimes, to your point, the perception may be, well, this person is favored and therefore they're going to the conference, where the truth may be that person is being groomed for something related to that conference and you may not be showing that you're ambitious enough to actually qualify for that.
Right, right.
So, but that truth is helpful.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, you have to understand where you stand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not sit in resentment about it, but actually say, okay, what can I do about it?
Mm-hmm. Right. I think the other thing is that as an employee, you need to understand your culture. And specifically, who and what gets rewarded here?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's, I think, like we're talking about work distribution and recognition and promotions. Those are all very usually tied into the culture. What are the rules of conduct here? What are the ethics here? What are the values?
Right.
I'm trying to think if we've ever worked with a company that was big on fairness. I think we have worked with a few.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because it always does come down to the CEO, whether they care or not.
Oh. That's right.
Yeah, some CEOs don't care. But most of our clients do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They do care about being fair, and they want to explain everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's that it's time for you to go, you're not going to get what you want here.
Right.
It's just that honesty then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes, I think dealing with the topic of fairness takes courage on both sides. If mm-hmm. you feel as if something is truly unfair, that it's important to speak up about it and mm-hmm. find out, clarify what's actually going on. And if you, as a manager or a leader, have a fairness orientation and someone is unhappy, you have to explain where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not always easy.
No.
No, but I always think you have to, it all goes back to you understanding you.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
You know, not, yes, you have to understand your boss, but you also have to understand you. Like, what triggers your, what do you get upset about? Like,
right.
you know,
yeah.
you have to understand, you know, this particular client of mine that had such a reaction to unfairness, and she saw it before it ever happened.
Right.
That, she really was not able to see how that, she was hurting herself with that.
Mm. Yeah. You know, you're asking me about my fairness orientation, and I think what's true for me is it's hard for me to understand, like, the people who are just total self-promoters mm-hmm. and who will shove other people out of the way in order to get their agenda heard and mm. who will take credit for other people's work. That activates me. And I think part of it is because I don't understand how you can be designed that way. I do understand, yeah. you know,
logically, right. Rationally
absolutely. But
it, right.
I don't get it. And right. then I don't get it why those people get to get ahead, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh mm-hmm. my gosh, how does that happen?
Right.
And so, and now I'm, you know, I'm a mature woman now, at least in title. And so I'm still grappling with the reality versus what I wish was true. Mm-hmm. Right, that generally speaking, people were more collaborative or shared credit or didn't elbow someone else out of the way in order to get ahead.
Right.
But again, as Kathy was saying, that's not reality. So mm-hmm. that's my lesson in fairness, is just appreciating how different everyone's orientation is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's very aggressive people, mm-hmm. and it comes out in the workplace, and they're going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Competition.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's not about beating them at their own game. That's the other thing. It's taken me a long time to understand. If someone's a big self-promoter, I'm not going to, I just don't have it in me to be like, no, I'm great too, mm. or I'm better than you, or whatever it mm. is. I'll have to find my own way to be seen and to be right. recognized. It's not about competing with that particular style.
Mm-hmm.
So that goes back to the fairness thing. Like, okay, this is the way this person does it, and they're going to get recognized based on that. I have to find my own path of recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's it?
I think that's it for now on fairness.
So we want to hear what you have to say about fairness and unfairness. Tweet us at AskK2 and join us next time for another My Crazy Office Overtime.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.